A Ketchikan man on Sunday rescued a small black bear cub whose head was stuck in a plastic jar. After multiple attempts, Michael Schuler was able to release the bear cub. KRBD's Deanna Garrison reports.
Schuler had just wrapped up some avalanche tests on Ketchikan's Deer Mountain when he decided to climb up to the summit. Hiking with his friend's dog, Josie, Schuler stumbled across the black bear cub.
What my brain saw was a water bottle with a head of hair, like, leaning on it, you know? So I totally just stopped and had to take a look and couldn't quite place because it was so snow-covered. It was moving, kind of lolling around.
He says the dog started to growl as the two walked around the animal, trying to figure out what it is they were looking at.
It was so snow-covered, and it just didn't, at first it didn't occur to me that it would be a cub, you know, out, especially right on the summit. I've been up a lot on Deer Mountain this winter doing snowpack study stuff, and I've only seen a couple of marten tracks up that high. That's the only thing. Some wolf down low, some goat, you know, stuff like that. So it was really kind of a shock.
Schuler says he racked his brain and decided the only other animal that could be that size would be a wolverine.
I was like, well, we don't have wolverines here. But I was still running it through my head, and I thought, well, if it's a bear cub, I can handle that, you know. But if it's a wolverine, as soon as it's out, it's gonna tear me apart, you know. So it took a few minutes, and I poked it with a hiking pole a little bit, and got it to try to, it kind of rolled over, and moved its feet out from underneath it, and then I saw that it was a bear.
Before trying to free the animal, Schuler says he attempted to get in touch with a wildlife biologist to see if there were any protocols for dealing with a trapped bear. After multiple phone calls, including one call with a trooper, Schuler says he tied the dog up and went to work trying to free the bear.
I reached down and I grabbed the jar, and I just thought that as soon as I had the jar in my hands, he'd just pull his head out and back away, and that'd be it. And he tugged back, and nothing happened. And so I let him back up a little bit, and I gave it a good tug toward me, thinking, well, that'll take care of it. And that didn't do anything. So I kind of thought for a second, and I thought, well, I'll just pick him up, right? Pick him up and kind of just shake him out. So I picked the cub up completely off the ground and did a kind of a little drop shake, and that still didn't do anything.
By that time, Schuler says the cub was becoming agitated, making noise and trying to get away.
So I couldn't let go of the jar now at this point. So I had my ice axe, and I was able to stick the point of my ice axe through the plastic at the very bottom and stand on my ice axe for a minute while I sort of sorted out what I was going to do next.
He says he used his ice axe to anchor the jar into the snow. He then sat on the bear and cut the jar open with a work knife. By the time the bear was free, Schuler says Josie the dog had chewed through her lead and was running around barking.
She didn't chase the bear or anything. She just kind of was, you know, saying, let's go. And it spun around, and I think as soon as it saw, you know, spun around away from me, it just took off, had a dead run down the hill.
Schuler says he didn't see the bear cub again after that. However, as he was hiking down the mountain, just after the second outlook, he saw fresh bear cub tracks crossing the trail, headed into the trees downhill. Schuler says the bear was quite small, around 7 or 8 pounds. Schuler says he's frustrated that someone left trash on the mountain that could have very well killed the bear cub.
Carry out what you carry in, and sometimes the most, you know, innocuous thing can really turn dangerous.
In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.